fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the first day of February. Prepper tip of the day: get ready for your 2021 garden. Oh yes, seeds, seedlings, fertilizers, soil, tools, knowledge. It's just about that time. It'll be spring before you know it. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, that telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon until you have a custom rifle ordered, sign up for training. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. And Sam, our next caller on hold is Dave in Texas. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. I heard the same thing, sorry about that, approximately you guys did about the ammo shortage. That reduced staffing has created a problem where they can only deal with government contracts and military contracts right now for the most part. The other thing I had to report, I don't know if you guys covered this, but overnight or late yesterday, a country used to be known as Burma, Myanmar, the military got tired of waiting for, let's see if I can quote this exactly, military taking control of the country under a state of emergency because of a lack of action on the military's claim of voter fraud in November elections. So they've arrested or detained the leading politicians, and they are now in the process, one of which is a Nobel laureate, in the process of now instituting a state of military control while they hash out the election problems that they had in 2020, same time we did.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's not being widely reported, but of course, the current administration are, well, let's see, Biden and his group, let's put it that way, Biden and his group are outraged that that has happened, and they are demanding that the rule of democracy be returned to Myanmar, and they may do something, they say.
Well,
any comments?
Unfortunately, our military was gutted by 8 years of the Obama administration. They got rid of the conservative Americans, the generals and the admirals, the people in Missile Command. They got rid of 50 officers in Missile Command. So the American military, unfortunately, has not upheld their responsibility to the Constitution. If Trump had more friends in the military, we wouldn't have Biden as president right now. He would have stopped the insurrection, the real insurrection, which was committed by Democrats and Chinese stealing an election, a presidential election. You know, I got to tell you, insurrection happens through soft coups like stealing elections, and it happens through hard coups with violence. It doesn't happen with flagpoles and Trump hats where everybody goes home at dinner time. You know, so this whole thing about the insurrection, these conservatives, these Trumpsters creating insurrection at the Capitol and all of this BS. Now, that was a protest that went on for 5 hours. We put up with 5 years of the BLM and Antifa tearing our cities apart and burning them. But if you walk into the Capitol with a flag in your hand, you know, and you stay for 3 hours, you know, that's all of a sudden insurrection after we've dealt with 5 years of this crap from the Democrats. I'm just tired of the lies, you know. I just get sick of all of this stuff. And now the FBI's running around trying to arrest people for insurrection. You know, what a bunch of crap.
I would agree, and it seems to me that we have one option left, and it depends upon how much the military takes their responsibilities seriously. So have a great day. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Well, I wouldn't count on the military, John, doing their job or standing up for the Constitution. I'll just tell you that. They kind of, when all the Republican governors sent guard assets to Washington, D.C. to guard the criminals, you know, I just shook my head. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, it's a very strange situation. Those troops are still stationed around the Capitol building, and there's no reasonable explanation about why they're there that I'm aware of. Are you aware of any reasonable explanation for why they're there?
Well, I know why they're there. The libtards that stole the election are scared to death the American people are going to hold them accountable for their crimes.
Well, that's a reasonable concern. So maybe they got a good reason to keep them there. And I understand they're also under direct command and control of the Pentagon, not anybody local there.
Well, I honestly don't know who's controlling the troops. But, you know, the funniest thing I saw this week on social media, this guy asked a question. He said, is it possibly the same people that could stop trading in the middle of the day on Wall Street? Is it the same people that stopped trading in the middle of the day? Are those the same people that stopped the vote counting in the middle of the night? And I think that's a very interesting question. Unfortunately, the judges are so intimidated, they won't even hear the evidence. We can't even have a hearing of the evidence in this country. The judges in this country are such cowards.
Apparently so.
It's disgusting.
But
you know, look what they did to this judge that was working on the Epstein case. They killed her husband and her son.
Right.
You know, these judges have been intimidated, and now the FBI is running around trying to intimidate American citizens and paint them out to be criminals. You know, it's just, people are going to have to take a stand at some point. They're going to have to stand up.
Well, going back to Myanmar, there's a group of English-speaking Christians there that have resisted the communist government in Burma, Myanmar, for decades. Now, allegedly, that government is no longer a communist, and I really don't know what the central government is at the moment, but it's been a very strange thing to have English-speaking Christians in that part of the world resisting communism, quite successfully, I might add, for decades.
You know, John, I was sitting with Jack Wheeler, Dr. Wheeler, in Falls Church, Virginia, in a small bar years ago. And, you know, this is the guy that wrote the Reagan Doctrine. The original title of the Reagan Doctrine was FTC, F the Communists. And this is the guy that wrote the plan that brought down the wall, and broke up the Soviet Union. And he executed the plan. And here I am, you know, 10 years after the fact, sitting with Jack in this bar restaurant, we're eating lunch, and I looked at Jack and I said, you know, Jack, I feel sorry for you. He goes, why's that? I said, here you wrote this plan to break up the Soviet Union, and then you actually made it happen. I mean, that's incredible. What is a guy like you? What do you do for an encore? And he didn't even blink. He put his hands on the table. He leaned towards me and he said, I thought I'd try something really hard, like the abolishment of the IRS. You know, and so when you think about putting things in perspective, this criminal cabal that runs the IRS, that's now taken over all three branches of the federal government, that runs the international banks, the Federal Reserve, that's in bed with the Chinese and big tech, you know, breaking up the Soviet Union pales in comparison to taking out one of the agencies run by this giant global cabal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is Firearms Monday, and, you know, we haven't done a Firearms Tip of the Week for quite a while. We got so distracted with all this geopolitical stuff, Sam.
Well, I called my buddy here in town Sunday, yesterday, and I said, hey, what are you doing? You want to work on loading ammo? He said, actually, I've got all of my ARs, my AR-15s, out of the safe. And I'm cleaning every rifle I own. I'm cleaning and lubricating it. And I'm about two rifles in to a very large project. I said, okay, I'll see you next week, later in the week. He said, yep, sounds good. I said, all right, I'll let you go back to work. Okay, and so if you haven't cleaned and checked the operation of every firearm you own, this week might be a good time to do it. And the added part of Firearms of the Week tip is, when the feds knock on your door, do not talk to them. They don't want to talk to you. They want to get you to implicate yourself or implicate a friend of yours so that they can take them to jail and harass them and ruin their life. Don't talk to federal agents under any circumstances ever. The answer is simple. The question is, do you have a warrant? And the answer is, get off my property now. That's all you ever need to say to a federal agent. Never, ever speak to a federal agent. And people like, oh, Sam, you're being so anti-law enforcement. No, I'm not. These people are not law enforcement. They're masquerading as law enforcement. They're going around and harassing the political opponents of people who want to kill babies that have just been born. They're defending and attacking the political opponents of the people that want men in your daughter's bathroom, for God's sake. Okay? These people need to be stopped. They need to be shut down. And we're doing that in Missouri with the Second Amendment Preservation Act. What we need is a Human Rights Preservation Act that reestablishes the 10th Amendment and cuts the balls off these criminal federal agents that are running around harassing and intimidating political opponents. You know, if you're a conservative, you're about 100 times more likely to be talked to by a federal agent than if you're a liberal. This is the same group that destroyed evidence of Hillary Clinton's crimes. They destroyed evidence on the Flight 800 deal. They brought in 40 truckloads of rock the day after they killed 73 women and children in Waco and bulldozed it and mixed the rock in and leveled it like a gravel parking lot. Okay? This is the same group that had a sniper kill a woman holding a baby in her arms and then promoted the guy. So
there was Lon Harucci. There was one of the companies in the firearms industry was going to give Harucci a position in public relations.
HS and, Precision. They make stocks.
They learned real quick what the response was, didn't they, sir?
Yeah, there was quite the backlash to putting a murderer as your public face and voice. You know, and HS Precision, you know, I've bought a number of their products. We've built a number of custom rifles on their products. I just don't buy HS Precision products anymore for that very reason. And, you know, the FBI, the same organization that went to Georgia, claimed they had jurisdiction over a bunch of ballots in a state Georgia election and then walked the ballots to the shredder and destroyed the evidence. Okay.
Is a state election not a federal election?
Oh, no. The elections are controlled by the states.
Right.
Okay. Federal elections aren't controlled by the feds.
That's true.
The laws are written by the state legislatures by design. The feds have no authority to come in, confiscate ballots, and then destroy the evidence seconds after they've confiscated ballots from the state of Georgia. And they did that recently, like just a few weeks ago.
Right, that's a U.S. Senate election of just a few weeks ago.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but FBI HRT, they're the hit squad. They're the murder squad for any of the political enemies of the U.S. senators on the Select Intelligence Committee. Okay? And so people need to understand what we're dealing with these federal criminals. They are completely unaccountable to the law. They literally are above the law, and they act like they're above the law. And our states need to pass laws to remind them that they're above the law, that they're not above the law in your right. state. You need to get with your legislators, look at our Second Amendment Preservation Act, and model that for a bigger piece of legislation called a Human Rights Act that reestablishes the 10th Amendment in your states. You know, a lot of these people out there, conservatives, they're what the feds like to call sovereign staters. Well, your state's not sovereign. If your state's part of the United States of America, your state entered into a contract with all the other states. They created a federal government. They delegated power to the federal government, specific powers, enumerated powers. The Supremacy Clause, Article 2, Section 6, only grants the federal government supreme authority on powers that were specifically delegated to them in the document called the Constitution. The federal government's gone way past that. They've way overreached. They're a bunch of unaccountable thugs that want to exterminate their political enemies. And, you know, I would be saying the same things if Republicans were doing this to Democrats. What about the First Amendment? What about free speech, people? Let's talk about higher ideals and let's get these thugs out of our lives. You know, that's an important thing. And you know what? They're probably not going to go away easily. So clean your firearms and get ready just in case.
Okay. Well, getting back to more routine stuff. Are you putting together an order for a thermal imaging site, sir?
We have been ordering thermal imaging, but the rate that the thermal imaging is coming in is slowed because the demand has skyrocketed since Biden won the election, supposedly.
Well, after the break, give us some details on what that means. We'll be right back.
I sure
stay
will.
Tuned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I am so grateful that I've got these for all my grandchildren, my daughter, my son-in-law. Give them the way to get home when nobody else can drive. Nice $50 discount on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. William Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, soon to have training up and running on USA.life. Not yet, but soon. I'm not sure how soon, but pretty soon. And, of course, telephone number down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where you can actually walk in a restaurant, sit down, and eat a meal at a table like a normal human being. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, John, I'd like to take a quick second to thank everyone that has helped the Freedom Center with the legal battle. Melvin Yu, Isaac B., John C., Beatty S., Susan B., Linda W., Stephen J., Lanny S. Lanny, thank you so much for your generous help. William D., David P., Nicholas K., John, thank you for your help. I appreciate that more than you know. And Samuel V., thank you guys for supporting the Freedom Center in our legal battle. Guys, we are in a battle for our lives to protect the ability of Americans to train with firearms. They're trying to put us out of business. and we're about to go to court. And so if you have the ability to help us with our legal fund, we would certainly appreciate that. You can do that at freedomcenterusa777@gmail.com. You can make a PayPal donation there. And if you have the ability to do that, we appreciate that more than you know. And okay, John, talk a little bit about hand loading. Okay. A lot of people are moving to hand loading because they can't buy ammo, and that is a great thing. I highly encourage you to do that as soon as possible. From a hand loading perspective, there's a few things you need to know. You need a good book for loading data, or you have an option. You can go online, if you're a young guy and you like to be online, you can go online and Hodgdon, H-O-D-G-D-O-N, Hodgdon.com, they have a reloading center, and they have amassed a incredible amount of data for hand loading with a various number of powders. Now, that's not every powder made, but they've got a lot of data there. So if you're using a Hodgdon or an IMR powder, you can go to Hodgdon.com and get on their reloading center and get some really solid, reliable data to start hand-loading ammunition with, and I highly recommend them. The second thing I wanted to say is states like New York are trying to outlaw body armor. People need to know this. This is going to happen all over the country. They're going to try and outlaw it federally, where civilians can't own body armor. Now, I kind of knew this was coming. But 6 months ago, I ordered 24 armored vests and a bunch of level 3 plus plates that will stop the new M855 A1 round. That's the armor piercing round, the faster one with the harder tip that the military is going to. And I have sold, I think, 14 of them. But I still have 10 vests, plate carriers, Testudo 2s, and Invictus plate carriers in stock. And I still have plates. So if you are in your local area, you go online and you can see that there's no body armor available. Everything's back ordered. But I actually have stuff in stock. So if you need body armor, chest plates, I have that stuff for you. Give me a call.
All right. That telephone number is 417-718-2597.
That's it.
All right. All right. We're about an hour break coming up. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, we started with the hand loading thing a minute ago, and I'd like to tell people, when you use that hand loading data, when you look at it, you'll see a starting load in grains, and then you'll see a max load. Don't be speed freaks. Don't try and load the most powerful thing you can load and jam that in your gun as the first test. Always start with the starting load or half a grain lower than the starting load, and then increment up and get your semi-auto to eject smoothly. That's really what you want, is you want something that will run reliably in the gun. You don't necessarily want the hottest ammo that's going to cause your gun problems. And so the biggest tip I can give you if you're a hand loader is don't be a speed freak. Load to the pressure that your guns like to run the ammo at. And so for an AR-15, if you're loading ammunition and your brass is ejecting to the front like 1, 2 o'clock, that ammo might be a little bit hot, particularly if it's in the first 3 or 4 shots. So as the gun warms up, the ammo starts to run with more pressure because your round's being heated up. But you want your rounds to eject to 3 o'clock. In other words, 90 degrees to the direction you're shooting.
That's right. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, this the first day of February, second month of the year already. How about that? My website is thelibertyman.com. You got issues with arthritis pain? I got something that'll help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. That's right. Sleep issues, same thing. And I, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. This is the week I get caught up on back orders. It's been very phenomenal, and we're going to get caught up on back orders. Details at my website, where you can place your order at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. He's will soon have training, the 2021 training schedule posted at USA.life. I say again, USA.life. In the meantime, you can get updates on what's going on. Order a rifle beginning Wednesday afternoon. A nice custom rifle, by the way, at 417-718-2597. Sam, I've got everything necessary to reload, but I've never had it out of the box and have it set up. I've been too distracted with working in murder cases and such as that. But I'm good to go with the equipment once I need to feel the need to do that.
Excellent. You know, that's the thing. As long as you get a reloading press, a scale, some dies, and some components, you can take a class anytime you want, or you can, you know, you can get into that when you need to. You don't. But I'll tell you right now, like, I remember talking on the show a little bit about a guy who ordered a press, and I told him it would be 8 to 12 weeks. Well, he got angry in 6, 7 weeks after he placed the order, he called me and accused me of banking the money and not ordering his press. And I told him I'd give him his money back plus $200. Just send me an address of where I send the check, because I'm not going to have some punk accuse me of a crime I didn't commit. Right. And the very next day, his loading press came in, and it was literally about 7 weeks in 3 days. And he called me all angry, you know, and it's just kind of funny. We mounted that press. That press is now a trophy at the Freedom Center. People come into the Freedom Center and like, show us the press that guy ordered and then got angry about and accused you of stealing his money. And because I told people we mounted it at the Freedom Center. It's now a trophy. You know, it's a source of pride at the Freedom Center, you know, that we load 300 blackout with. So, but having said that, we ordered a 6.5 Grendel 1100, Dillon 1100, and a 22-250 Dillon 1100 that'll also do 308. And it's taken a lot longer than 7 weeks. We still don't have those presses, and it's been 12 weeks now, and it still hasn't come in. So everything is getting further back ordered. You're going to have to wait longer for it. The thermal, the pulsars in particular, are taking 2 to 3 times as long right now. And when someone sends me a check for thermal, I literally order their scope within 24 hours. I don't hold the money. I don't wait to order it. I've got vendors now where I can order stuff the moment you send me a check. And so when I deposit your check, I usually order the item that day. And it's just taking longer. There's more people are buying thermal, more people are buying reloading presses, and just demand has slowed everything down. And so you're just going to have to be patient. You will get your stuff, but you might wait 12 weeks. You might wait 16 weeks for it. I hope not, but that's where we're at. That's the environment we're in right now. Now, also keep in mind, Trijicon now, not just FLIR, but Trijicon is now thumbing down on their distributors, telling them they don't want them selling rifle sights to civilians. I mean, it's getting ugly. It won't be long before they'll shut down Trijicon and Pulsar. So if you need a thermal sight or you need body armor, call me Wednesday afternoon. I'll pick up the phone then. I've got my phone off now. I'm literally just doing machine work, trying to get caught up on rifles. So
amazing.
Call me Wednesday. But this is what's going on.
Trijicon, do you know if they did this on their own or was there pressure from the government?
There's always pressure from the government.
Okay.
They took a supplier of mine that bought $1.3 million worth of thermal last year and said, well, you don't buy enough for us to give you these weapon sights at wholesale pricing.
Really?
And they said, well, maybe if you made an upfront buy of $1 million, a stocking inventory buy, maybe we'd consider selling you these in 2021. And all of that is pressure from the government.
That's a shame.
It's disgusting.
Really shame. Yep.
Yeah, I'm sad that IR Defense sold out to Trijicon. But, you know, the federal government with these manufacturers, you know, they have these federal contracts, so they have all kinds of leverage.
Money speaks. No doubt. Money speaks.
Well, all I got to say is, you know, keep it up. The ingenuity of the average American is more than you know. And just like you hedge fund operators, eventually, when you get big enough to be a problem, we're going to get into your pocket too. So what goes around comes around.
Very true. Very true. You got a question or comment, anything related to Firearms Monday, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Sam, the training for this year will include some new courses, won't it, sir?
Yes, it will. We're going to add some more advanced handgun stuff. We're going to add some first aid classes taught by high-end people. We're going to add a level to the tactical carbine class to help get people better prepared for the night combat curriculum. And we have gotten new communication devices, so when you come into the advanced classes and you're working with a team, you've basically got SEAL Team 6 level comms on your head. So shooting, moving, and communicating, it facilitates that. We also are working on acquiring another thermal drone so that we can teach people how to operate drones in environments. It's a great way to gather intel about an area before you move and expose your team. We train people how to do that in our night combat course. And so learning how to use night vision, learning how to use drones and thermal, and learning how to move with a group in the dark, I mean, that's really what it's all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It sounds like some great training, and I encourage people, once the dates are set up and people can sign up for these classes, that they go ahead and do so.
Yeah, we're so different here at the Freedom Center. We don't stick you on a static firing line and have one instructor barking orders to 25 people. Our instructor-to-student ratio never exceeds 4-1 in a tactical class. And when you're on the firing line, generally half of the group is on the firing line, the other half is reloading. And so your instructor-to-student ratio is generally 2-1. In other words, the instructors see everything you do, and you get a lot of training for your money, 10 times what you do at these other schools. And you know, we have students from other schools come in and train with us all the time, all the big schools, all the ones you hear about on the radio. We have students come in from these places all the time, and the two most common comments are, why didn't these other schools teach me this stuff? I took 5 classes with them. I never learned this. And the other comment is, man, I felt like the instructor was right there watching everything I did. And I said, that's because he was.
Absolutely.
When you start in the beginning classes, the first time you fire a weapon at the Freedom Center, you're probably going to have an instructor on each side of you, on the left side and the right side. We're watching you from both sides to see where your hand position is on the weapon, you know, to make sure that you get these details right. Because when you get everything right, you get really fast and you get really accurate, and you make these improvements really quickly. And that's what we want for our students.
That's about as good as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. Personal attention, world-class instruction, I can speak from experience. It is definitely world-class instruction. And if you want to get these skills, this is the best place to get them, isn't it, Sam?
It really is. I have no problem putting our training facility up against any place in the world. We will get more improvement from the student and have a better, more well-rounded student from a tactical performance standpoint than anywhere in the country. Our training is just that different. All these other places, they have law enforcement guys, or they have their training is based in either a law enforcement curriculum or a modified military curriculum. We don't do that. We have a unique clean sheet approach, and its roots are in lone operator training with our intel agents. But it is so far beyond and more sophisticated than what you're getting anywhere else in the world.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Freedom Center USA, world-class instruction at a reasonable price. You get the skills that you need to save innocent human life, right, Sam?
Yeah, especially your own. And so here's the thing. If you're not alive, you can't help defend anything. You can't defend your wife, your children, you know, your husband. If you're not alive and well and operating, you can't be of any use to anyone else. And so it's one thing to sit on a firing line or sit at a bench or lay prone and shoot a really nice, accurate target. It's another thing completely to be in a gunfight and know how to effectively neutralize the threat from behind cover where you can't be shot easily. See, a lot of people don't realize you get in a firefight, you're probably going to die in the first 7 seconds. If the firefight goes past 7 seconds, you've got about a 99% chance of dying. Okay, so if you don't have any skills. But if you learn how to shoot from behind cover, you are one tough cookie in a firefight. And you can stay in the fight long enough to neutralize the enemy or the threat and to break contact and to live. And staying alive, you know, my wife and I were watching UFC the other night, and I was watching these guys stand up fight before somebody took the other guy down and started doing some ground and pound on him. And I said, these guys' hand skills are so bad. She goes, what do you mean? These are professional fighters. And I said, here, let's watch Sugar Ray Leonard box with Wilfred Benitez, two of the most skilled boxers in history. And we watched, I don't know, 12 rounds of these two guys. They were so hard to hit. Their defensive skills were so superior to the average UFC fighter on their feet in a stand-up situation. And I wanted my wife to see that. And she was like, oh my God, you're right. These guys, their hands are so much faster and they're so much harder to hit. They're constantly moving. They can block and slip punches and duck under punches. And I said, it's pretty amazing. But it's the same thing in a firefight. It's not good enough just to know how to shoot the gun. You know, you have to have these defensive skills. You have to be able to work from behind cover so you don't get hit. And that's the thing at the Freedom Center we teach better than anywhere in the world.
That's good to know. That's excellent to know. And this is the place to get it, Freedom Center USA, beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. I expect your classes are going to fill up pretty quick, Sam, once you announce them.
Well, I've already had through private messaging on social media and email, I've already had about 30 requests for training. And we have a group that's forming, I think, the second weekend in April. But I think that group has pretty much filled up. We may have one or two slots available then. If the weather continues like it is, we may be able to train starting in mid-March. Can't promise that. But if the weather stays good, we may start training in mid-March. Otherwise, it'll be the end of March, first part of April.
Well, mid-March is 6 weeks away, and that'll be here before we know it. Just like springtime will be here before we know it, right?
Yeah, one could hope. You know, we could use a nice spring after all the political turmoil in this country. I honestly believe that the only way to fix this country is so divided and it's so large that we need to split up. We need to drop the New Yorks and the Californias and the Oregons and the Washingtons, and we need to create a United States that actually believes in the Constitution, defends its citizens' rights, and has some standards for verifiable elections. And I think that's something that needs to happen in the U.S. And hopefully we can resolve this thing peacefully. But if we don't get rid of the Dominion voting machines, I'm telling you, the takeover is complete.
Absolutely. The main voting machines and the mail-in ballots were the two things that stole the election, weren't they?
Yep, and we need to have honest elections. We need to have verifiable elections. And I'm begging everyone around the country to get with your conservative legislatures and get a bill passed in your state that requires a paper ballot with a carbon copy. And you write the law in a way that requires the citizen to take the ballot home and maintain it for 90 days. What this does, people, is so critical. It distributes the data where the people that would cheat and steal elections no longer have sole control over the data. The computer voting machines and counting machines do the opposite. They centralize the data and hide the count so that it can't be verified, and then it's in the hands of those that would cheat and in their sole control. We need to destroy that concept, take sole control of the vote data away, and distribute it, and that way they can't manipulate it.
Well, Sidney Powell put out a message last week that there's more to be revealed about what took place in Italy regarding the Dominion voting machines. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, well, Sidney Powell dropped almost every lawsuit she had a week or two ago, and so I'm curious what she's up to. But, you know, I don't put my faith in lawyers. I put them in God. But, you know, hopefully she'll come up with something.
Yep. If anybody can, she will. We got a break. Call in number is 512-248-8252.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of February, visiting with Sam Andrews. This is Firearms Monday. His place of business, where you can get world-class firearms training, is Freedom Center USA. There will soon be a nice page at USA.life with the training schedule for 2021. Want to give Sam a call? He'll be answering the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon. In the meantime, he's building rifles, high-quality, world-class rifles, by the way. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Got about 2 minutes here, Sam, to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir.
Well, I love your prepper tip of the week today because, you know, you talk about gardening. You're talking about logistics. And I just want to echo the words of Major General Bob Hollingsworth: amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. And when I asked him what that meant, he said, well, it's very simple, young man. The first guy to run out of bullets, food, or water loses. And so as we prepare for difficult times, please understand that you need water, you need food. To be independent of government is so important in these times. And so get your garden going, make plans, make it happen. The other thing is, from a generator standpoint, if you have a gasoline or a diesel generator, that's great. Get it converted to propane if you can. Gasoline fuels go bad after 6 to 8 months, depending on how much alcohol and other stuff is in them. Diesel fuel starts to degrade at about the 8-month mark. Propane, on the other hand, will keep in a tank for 10 years. I mean, it's a much better choice for a backup generator. Get that thing running on propane. Get a propane tank underground. Stick that propane tank, protect the top of it, big concrete slab or something you can lock up, and make sure you can shoot someone who's trying to screw with your propane tank. Put it in a spot where you can cover it from inside your house. And so, you know, these are the things that harden you as a target and make you independent logistically. And independent, logistically sound Americans are free Americans.
Absolutely. I could not agree more, Sam. I could not agree more. Well, we look forward to having you back next Monday, and we'll get updates on what's going on at Freedom Center USA, and maybe a training schedule might be ready to go by then. Is that a possibility?
I would hope so. And, you know, if your state's about to outlaw body armor, give me a call. I still have a little bit in stock.
Okay. That's good. It's good information. And if you want body armor, just give Sam a call at 417-718-2597, and he will take care of you. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. John, thank you for what you do, and have a great week. Let freedom ring. I'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir. All right. I know we've been getting some calls and emails about Dr. Wilbert. I talked to Dr. Wilbert for quite a while last night. He suffered a head injury in November. He was in a hospital for 4 weeks. He's been in rehab ever since. He's still in rehab. However, he says he's ready to go back on the radio this coming Friday. Good to have him back. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.